Blog Talk Radio.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my bed. But I come through. Let me go on.
And welcome back to the Transform Traveler Show. We're so glad to have you back with us on America's favorite travel show that talks about awakening your five senses and fully experiencing travel. I'm your co-host, Rick Tocchini, along with my sidekick,
Carla.
And glad to have you all here. Just a show note before we get to our guest from Garmin. On the 1 o'clock hour today, we've got Greg Sullivan, who is the editor of Afar magazine, which is just voted America's best travel magazine. And I know Carla had, you had interviewed the publisher of Afar a couple of weeks ago, so that'll be a follow-up interview for him. I guess I'll ask him all the questions that you didn't ask her.
Exactly.
On our show today is Johan Til Brohler. I hope I pronounced your name right. And we are so glad to have you on our show. He is from Garmin. Johan, tell us about yourself, where you're from originally, and how did you get into the company of Garmin?
Yeah, thanks for the introduction, and thanks for having me. So I'm originally from Germany, and I used to work for Navigon, which used to be a competitor of Garmin. And Navigon was based in Germany, so I started working for them 6 years ago. And then last year, Garmin acquired Navigon, and that's when I started working for Garmin. And I was actually previously based in Chicago, so I managed public relations for Navigon in North America. And then last year, I moved to Kansas City, and that's where Garmin is based.
Hmm. Go ahead, Carla, the German.
Well, you said you're from Germany. What town? What city?
I'm from Hamburg, which is in the northern part of Germany. It's actually the second biggest city. Berlin is the capital and the biggest city, and Hamburg is the second biggest city.
We have driven through Hamburg.
We
tried to find gas in Hamburg.
It's a great city. It's really worth visiting. It's quite different from the southern Germany. I mean, Bavaria and the Alps, that area is definitely more popular, and I would say more famous. That's where all the traditional German stuff comes from. You know, Lederhosen and the beer and, you know, everything that you hear of in the U.S. So the northern part is quite different. I would say if you compare it a little, it may be comparing, you know, Texas more like to the East Coast and to New York. Maybe that would be a comparison if you compare it to different areas in the U.S.
Mm. So interesting. Go ahead.
Well, we did visit for a bit. We did go to Beetle Plot.
Okay.
We did. We took the subways. We walked around. We just thought it was very charming. We enjoyed it.
That's great.
You know, the reason why we're having you on the show today and we have other companies on like yourself is because we think that Garmin is creating transformative products that actually help travelers fully experience their journeys. And I'd love to get your perspective on that. And when you travel, why is it important to have a Garmin product on you?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think especially when traveling abroad and if you don't really speak the language, you know, getting around can be a hassle. It's not as easy to ask someone for directions if you don't speak the language. So, you know, having a Garmin device with you that can tell you exactly where you have to go, which gives you turn-by-turn directions, and which also has, you know, a lot of the points of interest and landmarks saved on the device so you can look for it, that can really be a big help. And it really also saves you money because nowadays a lot of people do have smartphones, but if you use your smartphone abroad, you have to use your data plan, and that easily piles up costs in terms of data roaming. So when you use a Garmin device, you don't really need a cell phone connection. The device just automatically connects to the satellites, and that's free, and has all the data, the maps, and all the points of interest saved on the device. So you just take it with you, and you're good to go. It also has a trip planning. Most of the devices have a trip planning feature, so you can plan your trip ahead of time and just enter all your destinations. And once you get there, it just takes a couple of clicks, and you can navigate to places that you want to go to. The other thing is also, when you travel abroad, you might not be as familiar with road regulations. So our devices have a lot of advanced features like speed limit warnings to make sure that you don't get a ticket while you're on vacation, you know, which obviously is pretty important. So it will automatically tell you when you're speeding. It will give you lane guidance, so it tells you which lane you have to be in. So all of these things, I think, just give you a lot of peace of mind and make it a lot easier to get around when you're in countries or areas that you're not very familiar with.
I have not used a Garmin overseas, and maybe that would have helped. Our last trip, we did get 2 speeding tickets.
Yeah, and I mean, that can be very expensive, and it also can be confusing, because if you get a ticket, then you don't know where to go. Then, you know, I mean, I went 2 years ago, I went to Russia, and, you know, I didn't speak the language. I didn't know much about the culture, and just being able to, you know, leave the plane, you know, get into a rental car and plug the device on the windshield and know where I had to be and where to go, that was, you know, tremendous help. And, you know, not having to pull over and look at a map, and, you know, maybe even if you buy a map there, you might not even be able to understand, you know, some of the language they're using or the writing on it. So, yeah, I think for when you travel abroad, it's huge.
Yes. Well, our team is going to Italy and Germany in May. What should we, if we have, we do have a Garmin that we can use, what do we need to buy or purchase to go or travel in Italy and Germany? Is it a map?
Right, yeah. So if you have a device that you bought in the States, it usually comes with maps for the U.S. Sometimes it comes with maps for North America, so also includes Canada. But if you're going to Europe, you need to download maps for Europe. So if you go to our website, we actually have maps for countries all over the world that you can download to an SD card and then load onto your Garmin. So there are different options. You know, we have something that's called City Explorer, which is only $10, and you can buy basically maps and points of interest like hotels and restaurants and stuff like that just for a particular city. So if you're just traveling to one city, let's say, you know, if I go to Rome and I plan on staying in Rome for the entire trip, I can just download that. You know, if you travel around Europe a lot and go to different countries, you can also download a map that covers every single country in Europe. Of course, that's a little bit more expensive. So we have different options. It just depends on where you're going.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely pull that up, because we have heard my brother-in-law just got back from France a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And it was his first time to drive with a Garmin. He brought his Garmin over, and we didn't know what he put into it. I guess, like you said, he downloaded a map. And he said it was fabulous. He would never travel again without his Garmin. So we need to do this.
And Johan, that really drove us to wanting to have you guys on, because you literally, your company, literally changed the travel experience of this husband and wife over there and made it so much more enjoyable. And it's like,
right,
we have to talk to this company. It's it's amazing.
It's stress.
It
removes all that stress. Our daughter has a Garmin in her car. She lives in Los Angeles and has used it for the last 3 years, and she can find any place, anywhere, you know, any location that she's looking for. So she's a definite advocate for Garmin products.
Hey, Johan, what's the last big trip that you took? Where did you go, and how did the Garmin device help you?
I guess my last big trip was actually to Germany, and I went on a road trip. So when I'm in Hamburg, the city where I'm from, that's, you know, a city I'm pretty familiar with, so I don't all need a navigation device all the time. But, you know, we went on a road trip where we went to Bavaria, I went to the Alps. I actually went with my wife to show her Germany. And, yeah, we used the Garmin for that road trip, and we were able to plan the entire trip ahead of time, you know, enter all the different destinations in there. And, yeah, it was just super easy to get there. Now, I'm pretty familiar with Germany, but, you know, people that are going there for the first time, they can also download a travel guide. So in addition to just maps, we also offer Michelin guides, which are very popular in Europe, that offer ratings, you know, of sightseeing destinations or, you know, hotels and restaurants. So that is very helpful. And again, that's also all preloaded to the device. So the great thing about that is that you don't need to use your cell phone, which would use, you know, a data connection. But you can load all of that onto your Garmin ahead of time, and then once you're there, you always have access to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that does make sense, because it's that stupid data that is so expensive. So this is definitely the way to go, even if you do have an iPhone.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's also kind of interesting to see how that whole industry is still evolving. I mean, we came a long way from, you know, the first navigation devices now to devices that have all these extra features that I just mentioned, you know, like speed limit warnings, lane guidance, travel guides. But we actually also just introduced a new lineup in January that also features more natural directions. So until now, navigation devices have always just announced the street name. So they tell you to turn right into Main Street, for example. But we realized that people actually use landmarks and stop signs and traffic lights to give directions, which is also a lot easier to follow, because you, by the time you reach a road sign and you can actually read it, it might be already too late to get in the right lane. So these new devices have a feature that's called Rear Direction, and that uses landmarks, points of interest, stop signs, and traffic lights to give directions. So it will tell you to turn right at Starbucks or turn right at the stop sign. So there we can see how that technology is still evolving and getting more intuitive and, you know, getting even easier to use.
Absolutely. Hey, Johan, in our travel journal, we have a quote that says, "We make our journeys and they make us." What does that mean to you?
I guess to me, I would say, yes, I decide on where I'm going, but then that trip always leaves an impression on me and also makes me see my surroundings in a different way. I mean, just seeing different cultures, seeing how other people live. I mean, I've traveled a lot. Like I said, I've been to Russia, I've been to Asia. I've also been, you know, all over Europe. And just seeing that, I think, makes you more open-minded, makes you see things in a different light.
Thank you for that. We have a planned trip for the Transform Traveler production team to Vietnam. Have you guys covered most of the Southeast Asian countries with the Garmin devices?
Yes, and we actually also have offices in Asia, and we just recently also launched smartphone apps for Asia as well. So we have, I'm not sure of all the countries that we cover, but we definitely cover most of the major countries in Asia.
Mm. And is that the same process? You buy a map of Vietnam and then download it, upload it, and then you do your trip planning?
Yeah, correct. You can do that, or for people that even want to travel lighter and they don't want to take the device with them, they can also download an app to their smartphone. And the benefit of our app compared to, you know, free navigation apps is that it not only comes with most of the features that I previously described for our standalone devices, but it also stores the map on the phone. So you can turn off data roaming when you're abroad so you don't get charged for that, and you'll still be able to navigate.
Hmm. Makes sense.
We may do that.
Yeah, definitely. When you look at the average age of the person who uses a Garmin device, tell us about that age and demographic, and then comment on why older people should use your devices based on their desire to get the most from their money and the most from their time when they travel.
Yeah, I guess we don't really have hard data on it, but it seems like that a lot of younger people are more drawn to smartphones, and they're very familiar with it. They grew up with that technology. So definitely I would say that the younger crowd uses smartphones a lot more, and that's exactly why we're not ignoring that segment, and we think that we want to offer the same premium Garmin experience to different users. So for this younger crowd, we do have smartphone apps, and of course for elderly people that have smartphones. I mean, there are also a lot of elderly people that use that technology, but we've seen that a lot of people also appreciate the fact that they can just go to a store and buy a Garmin device, plug it on the windshield, and it works right away. And it's a lot easier to use. Most of the new devices also have larger screens, so it's easier to see the information. We also use a lot of split screens, so we're able to show the map with the navigation instructions on the left side of the screen, and then on the right side, we can show traffic information, we can show lane guidance. So it's a much more intuitive way of not only providing navigation directions, but also showing additional information that is relevant to the driver.
That makes so much sense. I think that this is a general statement, and I'm sure I'll get lots of emails about it. I think that if the 50-plus crowd took that same fearlessness that their children have about technology, that they would find that a product like Garmin is so intuitively engineered and smart. Don't be afraid of it. It will create more travel fulfillment for you by virtue of you using it. So you kind of crack through that. If you've got a phobia about technology and devices, get over it. I mean, you've got a cell phone. When you travel to Europe or overseas, you got to have a Garmin. I think it's just an absolute necessary thing. So that's my commercial for you, Johan.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no. And the other thing is also that, I mean, using a standalone navigation device definitely also is safer than using your iPhone or using, you know, an Android phone, just because of the fact that you have the larger screen, so it's easier to see the information, the speaker is louder, but then also it's less distracting because, I mean, the smartphone kind of turns into kind of like this Swiss Army knife of technology that does everything at the same time, but it doesn't do every single task as well as a dedicated device. And, you know, when you mount your phone on your dashboard or in your windshield, the problem is also that you will still get notifications, you know, when there's an email coming in, when there's a news alert. So there's a lot of distraction going on. So it's much safer to just have a device that's dedicated to navigation and doesn't offer all that these distractions. The other thing is also what you mentioned before, you know, Garmin really is the leader in this space, and we've worked on our, you know, navigation interface for, you know, the last, we've been around since 20 years, but we've worked on it more than 10 years to refine it and to make it really intuitive and easy to use. So when you get a Garmin product, you can be sure that, you know, you don't have to mess around, you know, with 100 pages of a manual to learn how to use the product.
Excellent.
That's good.
We've got a few minutes left in this show. Carla is poking me here and saying we got to ask you about your personal trips, like to Russia, through the eyes of the Transform Traveler. Can you tell us about your greatest memories of your trip in Russia from a taste perspective?
I think, I mean, to me, one of the biggest surprises was how modern really Russia was. I mean, I went to Moscow. I actually went there for a press event when I was still with Navigon, and we worked with, you know, a PR agency in Moscow that put up the press conference for us. And I was just surprised to see, especially, you know, when you look at restaurants, all the options, the sushi restaurants they have, it's just how similar all of that was to what we have, you know, in the States or in Europe. I kind of feel like that oftentimes when we see, you know, something about Russia in the news or in movies, it's always, you know, a very old-fashioned, you know, very communist gray kind of view of Russia. But when you actually get there, it's much more modern than you would imagine it.
That is great. And on our Transform Traveler trip, it was over to St. Petersburg. We had the chance to go to a Russian ballet, and I was just spellbound by the whole, you know, the place where ballet was actually created, and to see the prima ballerina. It's like, I like ballet, but boy, I have a great appreciation for it now. And that exposure to it literally transformed the way I look at that art and dance. So it's really interesting. Okay. Talking about Germany, we can't get away without talking about your favorite places to eat in Germany and your favorite German food. And then I'll throw in a third part of that question is, why the heck don't we have good German restaurants here in the United States?
That's actually a good question. And what I always see when I go to German restaurants in the States is I would not call them German, I would call them Bavarian restaurants, because they're not very representative of modern-day, you know, German food. I think it's the modern German cuisine is much more diverse of what we see in a German restaurant in the United States. That's always very Bavarian. Most of the dishes, you know, are from the South, which are great, but there's so much more. I mean, a lot of people don't know that there's a huge Turkish minority in Germany, and they offer a lot of great food that is kind of, I would say, almost fusion stuff that they didn't really used to offer in Turkey. One of the dishes it's very popular fast food. It's called Döner, and that's basically a sandwich, you know, with salad on it, with meat that they have on a stick, and they shave it off the stick. It has, you know, yogurt sauce on there. It's super popular. I would say it's probably the most popular fast food that you can find in Germany. So that is just something that I think that a lot of people don't know about Germany, because you just know the typical stuff. And I would like to see a lot more of these things. Also, Germany, there's a big movement, I think, towards healthier food. So you see a lot of healthy sodas that are based on fermentation. So they're made in a similar way than like beer, but they're not actually alcoholic beverages. So they have less sugar in there. They don't have any artificial sweeteners. They don't have, you know, any artificial colors in there. So they're produced in a more natural way. They still have a lot of taste, but they're a lot better for you. So there are a lot of things that are going on in modern-day German culture that are not represented very well in the States.
Well, that's true, but I still have to have my sauerkraut and kartoffel.
Yeah, right, that's all you see, it's sauerkraut and sausage. I mean, there actually is a pretty interesting place that just opened here in Kansas City that's called House, and they have a more modern version, I would say. There's this very fusion. They offer sausages and beer, which is, you know, very traditional, but then the type of sausages they offer, you know, include, you know, Thai herbs, and they have, you know, chicken with pineapple in there and all these kind of things. So it's a little bit of a more modern approach to German food.
I guess I need to modernize my German appetite.
Is the Garmin device modernized?
Does it tell you what I should be eating in Germany?
Yeah, we don't. I don't think we have like a guide for these type of things yet. But I mean, if you download one of the travel guides, it will definitely have, you know, the most important sightseeing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be downloading that.
In paying homage to the great nose and olfactory, what do you think is the one of the most fragrant parts and aromatic parts of your homeland, Germany?
You mean like frightening foods?
I mean, like, great places to smell the fragrances of the countryside or a city, or is there anything that really that comes to mind when you think of wonderful fragrances of Germany?
I would say probably everyone should probably visit Munich, just because it has all the beer gardens and the very traditional and stereotypical German things. But I would also recommend then to visit Berlin or Hamburg in the north, just to see the contrast and see how diverse Germany really is, not only in terms of culture but also in terms of the food and the nightlife, and just also the mentality, I think, is very different between these places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. That is great. Yeah, we got to do that. Well, Johann, we want to thank you for being on the Transform Traveler. You almost sound like you could be the poster child for our program because of your passion for travel and your great company. And tell our listening audience about where they can find out about Garmin products and devices.
The best place to go is our website, and that's Garmin.com. And the one thing that I also wanted to mention, and I didn't even get to talk about it, but Garmin is largely known for all the automotive products that we offer. But we also we actually started out as an aviation company, so we offer navigation solutions for planes. We're in a lot of business jets like Cessna and Learjet. But we also have, outdoor devices for people that go hiking, people that go mountain climbing. We have, golfing products. So we have a golf watch that has 3,000 courses preloaded worldwide. We have running watches. We have cycling devices. So there's a wide range of products that we offer that, some people might not know about. So when you go to our website, Garmin.com, and click on Explore, you'll find all the different product categories, and you can just browse through the different products and learn more.
Well, that's fantastic.
Definitely do that. That's you need the golf watch.
We just want to thank you again and just recognize you and your company as being truly transformative in your approach and thinking about us as a consumer. And for our vast traveling audience that listens to this show, just think about how Garmin can really get you to help fully experience your travel overseas. So thanks again, Johann, for being on. We really appreciate your participation and welcome you back anytime you'd like to be on the Transform Traveler Show.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
You are most welcome. And that was Johann Brewer with Garmin, and you can go to Garmin.com, Garmin.com, to find out more information on all their great products.
To explore. You need to explore all the products.
You got it. Absolutely. We'll be back on the air at 1 o'clock with the editor for Afar magazine, America's favorite travel magazine. And until then, if you're out traveling, embrace your adventure and consider any of those moments out there when you're traveling to just build your memories and to awaken your five senses. Have a great day.